What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode with Yusuf and the Lead Alpha Movement podcast. It's me, your host, Yusuf. Ready for another podcast, ready for another video, ready for another episode. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to give you guys 6 ways to not taking things personally or personal or something, or if someone tells you something personal that you take personal, or somebody tells you a comment or a critic tells you a comment that makes you feel uneasy or puts you in like this feeling and like stuff like that. We're going to just dive straight into it. I'm riding solo today. Got no guests, no host. No, not just me, the regular host. Got the little brother Hassan on vacation. He's taking a little mental vacation. You know, every 2 weeks we swap out, do the same thing. Let's just dive right into it. Well, for the first way to not take things personal is we're gonna label this one as considering the source. Considering the source means who it's coming from. Is this source reliable? Is this source the person that you trust, the millionaires? Is this the person you just met? Is this the person that's flying by in a car? Is this the person you just met at the grocery store? So considering the source, meaning you from where it comes from. So like if I was to call myself fat, not me, if somebody from the grocery store was to call me fat, I don't know this person. This person could be having a bad day. Or I'm driving on the highway, someone tells me, hey, you're slow. You drive slow, you don't know how to drive. Or I'm at the gym and someone tells me, hey, you're small, you're not big, your physique is crap. Or what else can you say? I'm at the bank and I drop my receipt from the ATM and all I have is $10 and they're, hey, you're broke. So really, considering the source means, in a short way, you take criticism very differently if it was presented with care from someone you trust or versus someone shouting at you from a moving car. Consider the source. Like, consider who it's coming from, which will help you decide. It's going to help you decide whether they take their feedback to heart or take it like with a big grain of salt or just drop it, let it go. There's no point in taking somebody else's opinion if it really doesn't affect you in any certain way. So, for example, if I was in the gym and I'm lifting 10 pounds, let's say I'm lifting 10-pound dumbbells, and some bigger guy came up and he told me, hey, you know, you're small. You can only lift 10 pounds. I can lift 100 pounds. Right now, I'm going to consider that. I'm going to try to rewrite what he's saying or what she is saying. I'm going to consider it, and I'm going to take the criticism, and I'm going to take it differently. So I don't know this person. This person doesn't mean nothing to me, and considering I just met this person, I'm going to present this one with, like, letting it go, letting it roll off my shoulders. Oh, okay, thanks. Thank you for your advice. Or, oh, thank you. You just gave me some motivation. Give them feedback they don't want to hear. Oh, thank you for your advice, you know. I'll take your advice. I won't be lifting these 10 pounds no more. Maybe I can do the 100s next month or next year or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Don't feed into that because now once you go home, the same thoughts constantly coming back, always coming back, coming back. I mean, you're sitting there, oh, man, I can't believe this guy told me that. I can only curl 10 pounds and he's over there curling 100 pounds. That shouldn't affect you anyway. It takes time to get to where he's at. And it could have taken him 10 years to get where he's at, and it could take you 5. Everybody's progress is different. So don't be discouraged just because someone told you, oh, you're lifting 10 pounds. Well, he's lifting 100 pounds. That's considering the source. That's a prime example when they consider the source. Now, your friend, hey, man, you know, you've been coming to the gym for 2 years. You've been doing the same 10 pounds. Every time you come in here, I think you can do more. Or I think you should grab the 50s. Now I'm going to consider this source because I'm taking this serious. Because this is somebody that I love, whom I trust. And it's somebody that presented it to me with care because I trust them. So that's one of the ways, is mainly considering the source. Considering who it came from and what they are to you. And then number 2 is give critics another chance. So give them a chance to say what they want to say, but do not give them unlimited chances. So like in a way, people say mean things all the time. People can be dumb. People have no filter. That's normal. It's only human to make a mistake and say something critical or insulting. But if it happens again and again and again, it's not a mistake anymore. It's a pattern. Now you just unlock. You just gave them a free pass of unlimited chances to keep knocking you down and keep insulting you or keep giving you critical words or keep giving you dumb remarks and mean things in general. So to paraphrase, when you critique it more than once, that's going to be on you. If you critique it, if I critique me twice, that's on me. So like, you critique it once, I critique me once. That's on the other person. Now, I critique me twice, that's going to be on me. But if you repeatedly insult without apology or acknowledgement, it's time to speak up or it's time to say, hey, I don't want to talk to you, get out of my face. And everybody should go off the base rules of three strikes and you're out. You're not necessarily out, you're not necessarily in, but just three strikes, you're out. You give people three strikes. Boom. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. You got to get out of my life. You're not making me better, you're not making me money, you're just trying to lower my self-esteem. So that's how to not take it personal. You start putting these rules and these barriers and these special barriers around your brain so that way you don't get hurt. And if they're not proud of the three strike rule, hey, you got to get out of my life, because three strikes, you're out, you're out of my life. I don't want to hear what you're saying, especially if you have to work with them or you have to be related to them. But you got to start now. It's time to draw boundaries with your cousin, with your brother, with your mom, with your father, with your husband, with your wife, with whoever this person means to you. Now you got to put boundaries and say, hey, okay, I really don't know how I want to take whatever you're saying, but I really appreciate you not saying it. If they keep saying it, let it go. Drop it. I mean, there's no point in that. And next would be about, like, how to work ourselves to take the sting out of criticism, like pulling out the wound, pulling out the bullet out the wound, pulling out the arrow. And the only person that can change you is you. So it depends on how many arrows you want to take. If you want to keep on taking arrows, nonstop arrows, that's losses. Why would you? Or is that someone keeps shooting free artillery at you for no reason? And you know it hurts. You know it's going to hurt your feelings. You know it's going to lower your self-esteem. You know it's going to break the moral code. You know it's going to break you. Why would you even want? Why would you even want, like, I don't know. Why would you even want to end your life? If you're trying to build a better lifestyle, you're trying to build a stronger mental health, you're trying to be on the righteous path, you're trying to stay on a strong path, the alpha mindset, you're trying to stay good, you're trying to stay clean. Why would you let anybody affect you in any way, shape, or form? I'm point blank, period. Why would you even want that? Walk in there with expecting someone to say something, rather you walk in there thinking everybody likes you. Nah, I'd rather walk in expecting someone's going to say something. That way, when it happens, my boundaries are already set. Yeah, so I feel like my boundaries are already set. I wouldn't think that I'd want somebody to come up to me and tell me, hey, you know, you're fat, and I'm in the gym working 24/7 trying to get better. Now, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, hey, man, you're doing better. Or, hey, you're looking skinnier. Or, I mean, I guess I'd rather take the truth than take some, like, bull. But, I mean, it depends on everybody, whatever you're more comfortable with in general. But make sure you don't give that person unlimited chances to keep on hitting you with some arrows or shooting at you with these bullets or just making you lower yourself from who you are, if that makes sense. And next up, we got, I want you guys to visualize this. I don't know how to say this. Okay, so think of a double-edged sword of, they shouldn't say that. Like, that's the comment in your mind. Individuals, like people, regular people, would be hypersensitive to criticism often than high standards. Like having high moral standards, or having standards that you live up to. And then they have a strict moral code and the values that run deep. So let's say you got a moral of, I don't want to steal. Your ultimatum would be, I want to work for my money instead of stealing. That would be a deep value to you and a deep standard. That's part of your morals. And it's a good thing. But in one of the few places where strong values can have downsides, it's like you challenging yourself, how dare they say that about me? Or, hey, that's wrong. Or like we said from before, they shouldn't say that. She can't say that to me. That's not how I should do things. You know, like excuses. Those are excuses you tell yourself to feed into the bowl. And that's going to make you keep going in like this loop that has no purpose. Why would you be in that loop? It just doesn't make sense. You're getting unfair criticism, from a person that you don't even know or a person you do know, that shouldn't really affect you because you know you when you go home and sleep. You're gonna start feeling annoyed. You're gonna start feeling offended. You're gonna be on like radar watch. Oh, I should watch what people say, or oh my God, this is affecting me. Nah, just remember that even if you walk and follow the line, or even if you walk and follow the rules, you can't control what other people are gonna say to you. Point like, you can't control that because you can only control what's in your mental health, in your mental state. Don't let others outbreak on you and give you all this negative energy and all this negative bull that comes in out of their mouth just because they're having a bad day. Nah. In short, you just got to focus on the attention of the content of the criticism. Like, focus on what they're saying. Oh, you're fat. Well, I'm trying not to be fat. That's how you counter that. I'm following a diet. I have a regime, or I'm going to the gym 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week. I'm trying to do better. It shouldn't hurt you, is what I'm saying. You shouldn't let that get to your personality or your personal traits when you go to sleep. Because when you go to sleep, that's mental warfare right there. That's when you're one-on-one by yourself and you're just like at war. That's the time, me personally, I love going to war with myself right before I go to sleep. Because I like to remind myself who I am every night. I like to talk to God. I like to give God everything. I let things go and they don't carry on to the next day. It's just, that's how it should be though. And then number four, we're going to go with question your own perfectionism. What does that mean? Envision there's a straight line. Being hypersensitive and then being perfect. Like, think of like two people. Now, you're going to have two different people who take things personally often. And they often work hard to be blameless, flawless, excellent, precise. They're God tier. They're just great. No mistakes. All that stuff. And then you got the other person. When they get negative feedback, it feels like it's the end of the world. It blows them away. It's all they worked so hard for. Oh my God, this is crazy. This is who I am. Why would he say that? And then if it sounds familiar, you can reframe it in a few ways. One is to like incorporate getting better at hearing criticism into your perfectionism, whatever you want to call that, or get better at receiving feedback. Like if I'm on this podcast, someone puts a negative feedback, I'm gonna take that as, hey, I did a mistake. Let me change what I'm doing wrong, so this doesn't happen in the future. That's how you take it. Be like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you gotta get better at receiving feedback in general. You gotta ask yourself, am I higher when it comes to dealing with this? Like, am I better if I deal with this comment? Or am I an overachiever when it comes to facing the haters? I mean, haters are gonna be the ones that are gonna take you to victory. They're gonna lead you to victory. Let them critique you as much as you want. They're your number one supporter. Why would you not wanna sell out with your number one? That's your consumer. That's who you buys your product every day. And then another challenging way is to change your perfectionism. I'm going to keep saying it like that because a lot of people have this. They think it's a perfect life. You got to dare to accept it. Accept it when someone calls you a failure. Accept it because you'll slowly realize that you are not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. You're going to slowly realize in it, oh man, you know, I really am not perfect. You know, I'm just a human. I make mistakes. That's a powerful first step. And if you were bullied in the past, you may be hypersensitive to the comments that remind you of being thrown against your locker or you getting your head swirled in a toilet or getting paper thrown at you or getting beat up after school. I mean, that's where it all comes from, really, is your background, where you came from. Why does it hurt? Why does it feel this way? But you just got to push through. You got to follow through. Make sure that you just knock it out the park. There's no point in that. And then any critique that brings old hurts and it cuts extra deep, those are the ones you need to be aware of. That something is a hot button. It's like a hot button somebody presses. And for you to accept this first step, you'll heal from it if you accept it. Because you know that's not you no more. You know it doesn't make sense. You know that's not real. Whatever it is, you grew out of it. Everybody makes mistakes, everybody has past, everybody has regrets, everybody has past issues that they had, everybody wishes things that they can take back from the past, but doesn't mean shit. It's gone. It's done. It's over with. Move on. We're letting go. It's 2022. We're moving forward. No point in staying in the same spot. If I'm going to buy a car, I don't want an old car. I want a new car. I'm done with my car. I want a new car. I want to drive something better. I want to drive something faster, better, stronger. I want to upgrade. But yeah, just don't be perfect, and don't be too hypersensitive. I'm sorry. Be in between. Just be in the middle. Now this goes to all the people that say, I should have said this. I should have said that. I should have did this. When you're recreating these little criticisms, just be honest with yourself when you're recreating them in your head when you're going to sleep. Because that's when these things come back. Be honest. We've all experienced getting bullied. We've all experienced getting criticized. We've all been experienced getting hit somewhere. Like, okay, you get criticized, and then hours later coming up, we get hit out of nowhere. You're taking a shower, and then you replay the scene in your head. And now you're spinning out of control. You don't know what to say no more. You're depressed. You're nervous. You're angry. And now you want it this way to happen more than this way happened. And you wanted to change the whole story. That's fine. Change the story. But make sure if it's spinning out, what you need to do is you need to start listing how it actually went down. And then slowly, you start replaying it into a two-sided thing for you. Think of a file cabinet. Pull out a story when you got bullied. Well, I got bullied when I was in high school. I got pushed up against the locker. Now, I'm 26 years old now. Now I'm sitting there thinking to my head, oh man, I can't believe I got bullied back then. But look, now it made me go take some fighting classes, for example, or it made me gain confidence in the gym, or it made me stronger, or it made me better. Just look at it as a two-sided coin, because you're like, you know, you're replaying the scene from your perspective and it helps you. In some cases, it can be extremely helpful. People don't know. Like, you can look at a negative action or a negative comment, and it can change. It can change you for the better sometimes, because now you're going to focus. You're going to focus on making it better, making it perfect, and not taking it too serious, and not taking it to where you're sitting there daydreaming, oh my God, I can't believe I'm a failure. I can't believe I'm a failure. I can't believe I'm a failure. Nah, just don't revisit. Don't revisit too much of the past if you're going to critique it yourself. Don't even do that. That's just, there's no point in that. Let that go. Move on. Tomorrow's a new day. If you get that new day tomorrow. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy to me. Number six is, we're going to label this one. Let me see. This is like a two thing, being personally, taking things personally or being personally invested. Okay, so taking things personally or being personally invested in the critique or in the hater, what he's saying. So just to like to wrap it up is we're going to do something surprising, right? You're going to surprise yourself. You're going to be like, well, I'm going to defend all things that this person's saying. I'm going to take it personally right now. Your brain's like, whoa, don't usually fight this. We don't take things personally. But usually it brings to mind the images of the silent anger, the screaming into the pillow and the, oh, can't believe that. But there's something to be said on everything for taking things to heart. When someone says something, you're going to take it to heart. But the opposite of taking things personally is to like break them down. I called you fat. Why am I fat? How does he think I'm fat? This doesn't make sense. Now we're taking action, we're going to play the role, and now we're going to quickly lose its value. Now it's gone. I'm not fat. I know I'm not fat. Or taking your job personally means being invested. Now you're breaking something else down. So now you're depersonalizing it. Now it means you're showing up only on paycheck when it's time to go to work. So you got to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but now you only come on Friday to pick up your paycheck. You, there's no passion. There's no purpose. It just doesn't make sense. Why, if I gotta work, I gotta go all the way to work, right? So I gotta work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday to get my full paycheck. But if I go on a Friday, I'm only gonna get my paycheck for that one day that I worked. That's half-assed. Why would you do that? Just you can take things even further. With humans, with people, with your friend, your mom, your brother, your sister, etc. Taking things personally, it means engaging like with others at your best. Not taking things personally at your worst. that leads to like humility. You're not happy. It makes it now you're testing your morals like we talked about. And now there's going to be a bunch of disengagement. You're going to convince yourself that this sounds real, what he's saying or what she's saying, and now it matters to me. Verse, don't take it personal. It doesn't matter what you're saying. I know me. I'm good. I know who I am. Just in general, just don't let things get to you. When you take them personally, in the best way, you find that happy instead of you finding that hypersensitive or that, oh, I'm perfect. I shouldn't need to hear this. No, that's fake. You need to hear this in a relationship, in your workplace, in your gym, in your life, in your parenting, anywhere. It's your life. You need to own for it. Take whatever you want personal and take what you don't want personal. In the best possibility, you'll find the happy somewhere. You'll find it between being hypersensitive or being perfect or thinking of your morals and your standards. You started thinking about it deeply. All in all, just take your work, take your relationships, take your friendships, your loveship, whatever it is. Just take everything extremely personal if it means something to you. If you have a dream and someone's bashing it, take it personal. If you got a goal that you need to hit by a certain date, take it personal. If you promised 1,000 people to feed them, feed that 1,000 people. You got to take that personal. That's just something that belongs to you. You need to own it. You need to be responsible. You need to be responsible for that. You need to take control. You need to understand what's going on. You need to say, okay, I promised myself by March 31st, 2022, I'm going to be mentally strong. I made that goal. Now take that personal. That leads into commitment. That leads into letting things go. That leads in setting standards. That leads in relieving anxiety, relieving depression. Because now you're focused on this goal so hard that you're going to let go of those past issues. You're going to let go of those regrets. You're going to not take things personal. You're going to want to work hard for it. You're going to have that alpha mindset. Your whole mindset's going to change. Now you're focused on the good, 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 good. Only good's going to come out. I'm sorry, guys. This is a short one. Like I said, I'm doing this little solo today. This is the first time doing this little solo podcast. Hope you guys liked it. That was my take on why you shouldn't take things personal and why you just shouldn't take things personal in general. Hope you guys liked it. I appreciate the feedback you guys been leaving. Appreciate the stars you guys been rating it. And please, Send me something on Instagram if you guys want me to talk about it next. This actually came from one of our viewers or one of my listeners from the podcast. Told me, DM me and asked me if I can do a podcast about. He wanted some advice on how to not take things personal. You know, this is what I love. This is my passion. That's what I love to do. And that's all. Please like, comment, share this, rate it. Give it to your neighbor. Give it to your mom. Give it to your dad, friends, family, somebody. Somebody needs this to hear, maybe. Maybe this is the podcast that changed a person's life. I hope. That's my goal. But on the flip side, it's been Yusuf. Thanks, guys, for listening to the Lead Off Mood podcast. Peace and love, everybody. Have a good night.